Hello, everybody. Today is Monday, April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day. We're going to talk about a few things regarding the markets, namely Forex. But I just want to give you, it's right now 2:53 in the afternoon, my time, Eastern Standard. Markets are up quite a bit. S&P's up 1%. Dow 1.11, this is according to finance.yahoo.com. NASDAQ up 1.15, Russell up 0.84. The big one that seems to be up is the crude oil, up 2.38. And then we have some downers, which would make sense. Gold, silver, which would make sense. The weird one is a 10-year bund. Bond up 3.44, VIX is down, Euro, US dollar 1.121, negative, the pound against the US dollar is up, US dollar against the Japanese yen is up, Bitcoin is up 0.88%, we'll talk about that in another video after this, and then we get into the international, FTSE, 0.5%, and the Nikkei, up 1.43%. So when you compare these against the current positions, this is how it opened up in last night. So what we've got here, these are up until last night with the before 11 p.m. my time when the Asian markets opened up. So we have a lot of Hong Kong dollar, Canadian Hong Kong dollar, a lot of that. Canadian Japanese yen moved up, Australian moved up, but you see a lot of Canadian moving up. Methinks that has something to do with this move right here, because why? It is a commodity currency, the Canadian dollar, namely. This one right here was up 2.38%. Guess what happens to the Canadian dollar? It gets traded, and here you go. So a good chunk of those trades are Canadian, either in Hong Kong or Japanese yen. So when the dollar goes up or the oil goes up, you can expect Canadian go up. I would expect more Australian as well, but what can I say? Okay, earlier today I put up a private video for my folks on the chat server, private chat server, explaining a question that came in from somebody regarding why there is a wide spread in the world of international emerging market currencies. It was explained quite well. I'm not going to get into it, but it could be valid. I don't know. The way it was explained for sure, and the question is, are they doing it on purpose? So we'll leave it at that, but these are the euro pairs. So there's definitely a relationship between oil price and the Canadian dollar, because we know it is a commodity currency. Other thing to be aware of that I didn't really think of, this one right here could be looked as a proxy risk on, risk off pair, regardless of whatever the market risk on or risk off, doesn't matter. And these are supposedly, I can't say, are these proxy pairs, Australian against the Japanese yen. Now, let's talk about, it's now 3 o'clock p.m. my time, Eastern Standard up. So you can expect the Asian setups to take place. What we're dealing with here is I'm seeing it on my watch list, okay? I just told you what the markets are, how they're doing overall. So right now we've got 9 pairs on the watch list, and out of those, 7 of them are in Japanese yen, okay? So again, if the Japanese yen, maybe the Japanese economic numbers are better, safety trade, I don't know if that would be it because the markets are up. But here we have the Canadian. This is all again in Japanese yen. Canadian, Rand, US dollar, Singapore, Australian, Hong Kong, and the Turkish lira against Japanese yen all on the watch list. Now, from what I'm seeing, the rand against the Japanese yen has the highest move value, highest momentum right now, and the Turkish against the Japanese yen. Let me just make sure. Sorry. Okay. And the other two that are moving that we've been tracking is against the Hungarian. Now that is the US dollar and euro. Again, another interesting pattern. I don't know how to explain it. So let's talk about what was traded today. So I've downloaded right here all the Excel spreadsheets that my system generates. You can get some of these files through the Quant Analytics every hour. It gets updated. The two right here, let me just make this. So we have a two Excel files, one called Remove Negative FX. I've talked about watching your whipsaw potential, those pairs. And then we also have one for CFD. So I'm kind of playing around with CFD, even though I don't talk about it. But let's see what we got. So let's talk about what has been whipsawing pretty good over the last, let's say, I believe 6 hours. So I'm going to load up that Excel. And let's see here. Come on. Oh, it's one of those blank files. Okay, so I'm gonna ignore these blank ones at 5K. Okay, so these are the P&L at 152 today. So that is what, just 2 hours or so? Okay, let's pull out that. Okay, so this is the P&L since last night, the ones I've shown you. Namely, in order, I believe. Well, I can easily take care of that. So I just sort it by column C, I believe. Okay, let's do that. All right, so this is now in order starting here. So midnight comes. The first trade that takes place is the Australian Japanese yen, 3 a.m. We got three of these, exactly at 3 a.m. Now, what you'll notice here, it rarely is taking British pound. It's been like that for the last, since I've been tracking it, maybe 10 days, let's say. Very rarely will you see the British pound in there. From what I hear on Bloomberg, as usual, traders aren't taking British pound because they don't know the clarity of which way the UK Parliament will go on Brexit. So nobody's touching it. So that's the reason why you don't see it, which would make sense. Turkey had an election, I believe. I haven't been updated on the news yet, but there may be some impact on the Turkish lira. But when you look at it, just from the last week, how many pairs do we have that are involving the Turkish lira? None. That is bizarre. So there's not one trade, or I should say profitable trade, that has taken the lira. Now, from what I understand, the lira has tanked. So if I pull up, let's go to the trading view. The slowpoketradingview.com. Let's see, US dollar against the try right here, Holanda as usual. Okay, so it is down 1.96%. That's all I need to know. So this is definitely a shorting opportunity. Here's the daily. Yeah, it's lost quite a bit. So that would have been easily a shorting opportunity. But as you know, we're not setting up our trades yet for shorting. Let's see what else we have here. So we still have quite a bit of Canadian dollar in there. Not so much as I showed you prior to midnight. This trade's the interesting one. A lot of Japanese yen. Something, maybe there's some Japanese news, or maybe it's a safety trade. Well, it's not a safety trade when the markets are going up. But for the Asian overnight, you can see a lot of the Japanese yen, the odd US dollar, INR, we've got three of them, four of them. There's still some hubbub news on that. Australian Japanese yen. We've got finally a major pair here, the US dollar against the Japanese yen. A lot of yen. But one thing I need to always highlight here is I call them combo trades. I don't know if these are the same idea, but you can see here at the exact same time, these three pairs were traded, and we did have the opportunity to get some P&L on these three trades. Now, if I did some leverage there, I would have done okay. Let's see if there's any more. Here's two more at the exact same time. So I look for these sort of things to tell me what's going on. I try at least try to figure it out. Usually it's hard to do. But there's the odd ones, there's this USD, INR, the rupee, the Indian rupee, the US and the Hong Kong dollar. And then, so this goes on for 3 a.m. till about, good chunk of trades went on between 2:55 and 3:43 a.m. So it's about 40 minutes. 4:21, so it was very little trading except for India at 4:21 my time. Picks up a little bit at 5 a.m. So again, these are the trends that we're looking for. Doesn't see a lot. 6 a.m. picks up a little more. That's so random. It's very hard to say. We got another British pound and Japanese yen. A lot against the Japanese yen this time around. And again, the INR. So last week we saw the US dollar against the Thai baht being traded. Not here. Let's see. But I do find it quite interesting where the trades pretty well dry up around 8 a.m. and very little set of trades between 8 a.m. till 12:43 p.m. So that's a big takeaway right there, is that all your trading activity is definitely overnight, namely around the Asian markets. Sometimes it will be seen quite a bit with the Thai baht. Definitely, as you can see here, the Japanese yen, the rupee still fairly active. And then all of this takes place from 3 a.m. till, quarter, like a bulk of the trades. So out of the 47 trades, what we're dealing with, actually more than that, 52 to... where are we going to? Till about, let's say, 7 p.m. We have, only 14 positions are traded between 7 a.m. and 12:43 p.m. So it's pretty well kind of dead. There's a few trading opportunities here around 3 o'clock. So even if you were to cut it off at 8 a.m., so let's say from 3 a.m. my time, Eastern Standard, New York time, from 52 till about, so only six positions out of 52 were profitable, out of 52 positions, or let's say 51, only six were traded after 9 a.m. So I find that quite interesting. And you can see also the bulk of them, even towards 12 noon today, bulk of them are still in Japanese yen. We're talking Singapore, Hong Kong, quite a few, U.S., Australian, since 9 a.m. Those are the ones that are traded. So I find it quite unusual where the Eastern markets aren't traded like they were last week, namely the Eastern European, like the HUF, Hungarian, and what was the Czech. They're not being traded this week. Also, the Asian markets, mostly last night. And then, there's nothing traded at all in the US dollar, nothing traded in the euro. That's over the last 10 days that we're talking profitable positions. So I do find that quite odd. I will right now just say it probably, from what I understand, it's for the British pound, it's the clarity of the UK government. And the other one to take away in this, why US or the euro is not traded. Looks like it's just due to creditworthiness. But meanwhile, the bulk of the traders are trading them, as I stated in a private video earlier today, but are they making money? The ones you're looking at are the profitable ones that my system takes based on volume and momentum. So these are the only ones that will make you money if you follow those patterns. I find that very, very, very interesting. Anyways, enough blabbing there. Let's see what else we can find. We can look at the statistics of this. We have various ways to do that. We have waves. So what kind of stats? I haven't looked at this in a while, but these stats can be somewhat important. So I can look at the markets against all, I think it's 64 of these positions. Pairs. So how many we got? Wow, more than that. No, it can't be that many. No. So what it says here, I've got 289 minus the column header, pairs, looks like that is including, yeah, so that is including the CFDs, that's why. Okay, why don't we do this? I'm gonna keep everything in the same file, see what works and what doesn't work. Okay, so you can see here we have the mean on the hourly and the 5 minute. We also have here a statistical analysis on the number that will give you positive returns. Let me just see here. Number of positive returns for both the hourly, 15 minute, 5 minute. And we can also do the same analysis on the daily, monthly, daily, hourly. So the standard deviation is another way of saying a volatility. Also, we have the 15 minute and the 5 minute. So we can see which ones are volatile based upon what. First thing we should look at is the slope. If we have it. Positive returns. Well, I guess we can look at the positive returns to see which ones give you positive returns. Okay. Now, I believe this is for the last 1,000 data points, but let's check out number of positive. What are we looking for here? Positive returns on an hourly basis. Okay, so that is column M. People make fun of me and my Excel capabilities, and I cannot disagree with them. I am the funniest Excel user you'll ever probably find, as if I'm an expert. I could do the same thing in Excel or in Python, but I'm a lazy person, I guess. So what are we looking at? So right here, oddly enough, here you go, British pound against the Rand. The ones with the most positive returns on an hourly basis, the pound against the Rand, Australian against the Canadian, Australian against the US, New Zealand against the Japanese yen. And we'll just do the top five, Australian against the Hong Kong dollar. So that would mean that these ones will give you higher probability of profit on an hourly basis, okay? So that is on an hourly basis. Now, let's see if we can do it at a lower time frame. So we have 15 minute. So let's do the same thing on a 5 minute basis. So I trade on 5 and 1 minute. Let's see if it makes a big difference. I think it could, because the lower you go, the more opportunity you have if you have a working system. So that is column O, I believe. Okay. So here we go. Totally. Now we have the British. This is in order. I'll do the five pound. So the British pound's there again with the Swiss franc. Canadian against the Japanese yen, Singapore against the Japanese yen, Australian against the franc, and the US against the Japanese yen. So, I don't think we can take anything out of that. You know, during Brexit, when the positive news came out, that would make sense. These two, I don't know. No correlation in it. Well, on the other hand, I've not been watching the news here. But let's do volatility on the standard deviation. So we're speaking of, let's do the hourly column S first, on which is the more volatile. Column S descending. So the higher it is, the more volatile it is. So there you go. That's on an hourly basis. So here we go. This is starting to make sense a little more from what I'm seeing. So the most volatile is the US dollar against the Hungarian. That would make sense because I've seen a lot of those trades over the last 10 days. So my system is taking advantage of that volatility because at certain points, I'm going to say just for now, randomly, the spread will tighten. And if that volatility and that momentum is moving your way, positive, you can take those trades. And again, we're not shorting yet, but I'm sure if the spread is tight enough, we can also do it on the shorting side, like with the British pound. The Euro, Turkish lira, I'm not seeing a lot of, but I will say that would make sense. Now this one, these two, this one's interesting. The franc against the Hong Kong dollar. And I always thought, I'll say this. Anything involving the Swiss franc, I've not seen a lot of trades on. They're really unpredictable. The euro against the franc is another one of those. So maybe these are not tradable somehow. But I'll measure that over the next few weeks, unless something positive comes out of Switzerland or something frantic comes out of Switzerland news-wise. And then we have the U.S. Turkish lira as the fifth. So I've seen a few of these trades. Again, that volatility can work in your favor. So when you have a system or a bot working in your favor with consistent profit, you can definitely take advantage of the volatility here. Now, question is, was that column S. So that was the volatility on an hourly basis. So if we do a sort on the volatility based on the minute, let's see if that changes. Shall we? The means of use of stat, because it's not relative to everything else, but these can be. So we want to sort on U. Column U, that is, for the 5 minute volatility standard deviation. So let's go to the bottom first, see which ones are the least volatile, see if they are traded at all. So So we're going to the bottom. So these are the least or the most stable in terms of this is interesting. Glad I did this step. Here, these are the most or least volatile. Canadian against the franc, that makes sense. Euro against the Australian dollar, I've not seen a lot of those trades. This one I see a lot of, as I showed earlier. The US dollar against the INR, the rupee. So that is very interesting. US dollar against the Turkish lira, that's another one I've seen quite a bit of. Hong Kong against Japanese yen, I've seen a lot. Euro, Hungarian, I've seen a lot of trades on. Everything else, not so much. Maybe the Euro Czech. Let's go to the most volatile. So it is taking advantage of the least volatile. But here's one. The only one I really think about that's volatile is the US dollar against the Thai baht. I've seen that. I don't think it has anything to do with the volatility. I think it had to do with the election they had a week ago. The one of the CFDs that came up was the 10-year bond for UK. That was volatile. So I'm not going to comment on that. New Zealand, US dollar. I'm not seeing that at all. So these are more volatile on the 5-minute basis. So let me just check the least volatile. So we want, and that's, we're going to do least volatile on the hourly. So again, column S here. Okay. We've already done the most volatile. So we've already talked about these ones, but let's go to the bottom here and check out the least volatile. See if the system's trading these. USD against SAR, no. Euro against the Danish, no. Swiss franc against the rand. I've seen the odd one. New Zealand against the Singapore. And New Zealand against the US dollar. I've not seen a lot of those. But again, I could track these, like doing this kind of analysis. I'm kind of surprised I'm not tracking the slope as well. But I do that on the analytics front. I think that's the only set of files I can look at, to be truthful. Yeah, these most potential do not have a lot. Let me just see if the watch list has changed around a little bit since I've been blabbing here. Refresh my list. Check out the nothing's changed on the watch list. So there you go. Interesting analysis for this week. Very little, well, I'd say nothing traded profitably from my system at least in US dollar or euro. Again, I think that has something to do with credit worthiness. But I've shown you all the profitable trades so far. It's all Asia, namely Japanese yen. And then I hope that kind of really doesn't change anything, but some people watch these and have opinion and will make comments. So if you're on the private chat server, please go ahead and comment away. This is really good. Anyone else the same? And I do talk about the chat server. I will say this, is that the chat server, so anybody that buys my product, we just had a big sale for the so-called, well, it is a secretive trading logic that I'm using to generate these files. So I'm not going to be talking about the indicators that I use anymore. They're pretty simple. And also, I have the Python as well as part of that. So if you want to get any of these products, you'll get access to the chat server for life when you do these kind of analysis. And I do have much, much deeper analysis using, as I said, slope, momentum, typical statistical distributions and analysis on that with classic well, all I really care is really the positive returns. And that's pretty well it. So hopefully you get something out of it. I'll be doing another video on crypto. And we'll go from there. Have a good day.